I want to first say thank you for allowing me to worship with you today. To let you know that when I first walked into the door, even though my skin is brown and everyone in here was Caucasian, I felt like I was among the people of God, and that's all that mattered. One of the things that I think is important for you to know is that the face of hunger is not like television. It's not the little Somalian children with the flies and big stomachs. In Hopkinsville, Christian County, 1 out of 8 children don't have food per month. We have families that come to the Aaron McNeil Center that drive a Lexus, and they have lost their jobs. 7 industries closed in our community. We had an ice storm. People are experiencing things that many of us, I pray, will never have to experience. The most growing number of people requesting food at the Aaron McNeil Center are elderly grandmothers who are inheriting their grandchildren because of incarceration, because their children are deployed overseas, or strictly because their children are experiencing some kind of substance abuse. The second growing population of food people requesting food at the Aaron McNeil Center are our military. There are soldiers who are hungry. There are soldiers who can't pay their rent, their electricity, or their water. And it's because of people like you, good Christian people that know that God only gave you things to hold for him, that they're yours to share with every single person, that we are our brother's keepers. And I find it most interesting that that the pastor shared with us from Luke, because of the fact that the Aaron McNeil Center is guided by a word from Luke, and that would be Luke 4:18-19. So when you get an opportunity to read it, please do. But it definitely talks about us being taking care of the widows and the orphans, and that we are responsible for those of us that are oppressed. I like to tell people when I come and visit too, and then I'll get down and get back to your worship, but so many times there's a confusion about who's coming to the Aaron McNeil Center. When I first became director of the Aaron McNeil Center, I went to Walmart and I pushed a cart around and I asked people, different races, ages, sexes, excuse me, can you tell me where the Aaron McNeil Center was? And out of 75 people, 5 people gave me some semblance of what it was. But the 5th person that I talked to, he said, oh yeah, that's the place where they help the poor black people. Well, let me tell you, 51% of the people that come to the Aaron McNeil Center are Caucasian, and 49% are African American and other. And I tell folks, I don't really care why you want to give. If you want to give to the Aaron McNeil Center, God bless you. But when people say to me, how can we help? I say to them, first, be good stewards to your church. Give to your church. Bring to the storehouse. And then let God guide you so that you will know where you need to go to bless in the community, whether it be Aaron McNeil Center through your donations or Salvation Army or wherever else that you think you should be going. But I just want you to know that the things that you have done for us, they don't go unnoticed. The food that you have gathered out there, we will be able to feed 50 families for 2 weeks. That's an important thing to know. I want you to know that we are good stewards, that we are looking for you to continue to keep us in your prayers, because that's the most important thing we can ask. And then the second thing I'm asking you to do is come by and see us. It's just like Pastor said, we're in the hood. Come to the east side, see who's coming through the doors. Don't just be that Christian, just like, you know, we've got our new patriots, you know, everybody's got flags hanging out their door and they've got their yellow ribbons. But I live next door to a family that I didn't help because I didn't have discernment, because I wasn't the Christian I think I needed to be. And I don't know if you heard about the family that committed suicide. Well, he killed his wife and then killed himself in Oak Grove, because that's where I live and they were my neighbors. And so I vowed that I'm going to do a better job of noticing. I'm going to do a better job of making sure that I do what God put me on this earth to do. And I just want to thank you for continuing to help me to do that, and to let you know that our doors and the welcome mat will always be open. And we just want to thank you for feeding God's children. God bless y'all, and thanks for listening to me.